Reformed Church.
The thing that's very acceptable nowadays is this whole thing about equality, right? But almost like equality, like to the extent that you feel bad taking advantage of something, right, that the Lord has given you because other people don't have it, right? But the truth is, right, that everyone has the availability to the same power, to the same life, right, to the same eternal life, to the same sacrifice that was made once and for all people, right? But it's just an interesting thing, right, that there's this theme in society today, like it all has to be the same. And the truth is that there is great equality with God because of the fact of, you know, I just said that, right? What he did for everyone. What he did for the entirety of the world. But it is important, though, to never minimize the sacrifice of the Lord and the price that he paid to be able to make so much available to us and to give us so much, right? That that we would not feel like either of those things that we were just praying have to happen. First, that we would feel like we have to wait, right, to take advantage of the things that he's provided us, to wait to take advantage of the things that have been given to us, right? Even just this morning, I just kept thinking about it over and over again, you know, how, and maybe I'll just read that to you very quickly. It was in Acts chapter 3. Let me pull it up real fast. I think I had it right here. In Acts chapter 3, it's something that I reference quite a bit, because in my mind, you know, the thought of what we have, it's so apparent in Acts 3:16, and well, actually before that, he says in Acts 3:6 actually, right, where he says, "Silver and gold," he said, Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have." Like, it's just, you know, it's such an important thing to understand what you have, right? Like, what you possess, what is yours, right? And it's so cool to see it portrayed so clearly, the understanding, right, this is what I have, this is what's been given to me. And he explains it later on, but he says, "Such as I have, give I you. Such as I have, give I you." And then he says, "In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." So you see the understanding of what we have, what we've been given. You see an understanding there clearly of being able to give it away to anyone, right? To anyone that would receive it, of course, right? But to be able to give away what you've been given and share that with anyone that would receive it. And then a bit down, in verse number 12, actually verse number 11, it said, and as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, I guess he was just holding on to them, all the people ran together to them in the porch that is called Solomon's, right? And and they were greatly wondering. And verse number 12 says, "And when Peter saw it, he answered to the people, 'You men of Israel, why marvel you at this? And why look you, it says, so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness we had made this man to walk?'" So it's a cool thing that he acknowledges what's his, but he also acknowledges the power that they're seeing is the power of God, right? Like, this is not coming from men. This is coming from God. So, you know, the reference that he's making with "such as I have, I give to you" is the power of God, right? So he's saying we have it, number one, right? And then he's saying you can share it with others. And then he's saying that what you're sharing and what you're using is the power of God. And then he goes off and he says, down in verse number 16, he says, "And his name through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yes, the faith which is by him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. So that's even just further cool, right? That he says, not only do I have this, not only can I share it, not only did he obviously explain, right, that it was not the power of men, but this is the power of God that we're able to share, that we possess, that Christians possess on the inside of them. It's been given them, the power of God, right? And then he says that it is in his name through faith in his name, right? So he says that everything that you even see here is just by faith in the name of Jesus. So in other words, like, what work did they do? Was there something special about Peter or special about any of the apostles that they would be able to exercise, to take and to use the power of God? And he said, no, it's just faith in the name of Jesus. It's faith in who Christ is. It's faith which comes from hearing, right, the gospel, the good news about what Jesus Christ has done. So you see, it takes the weightiness and the heaviness that there is that comes to our minds sometimes when you see, you know, what does it take to see a lame man walk? It just takes faith in Jesus Christ, right? That's all that it takes, is just faith in Jesus. And it is faith in the name of Jesus that allows us to be able to, and obviously this is not talking about faith in his name, meaning the lame man had faith in his name, because that lame man, I don't think, knew anything, right? And he wasn't told anything necessarily to him apart from in the name of Jesus, which they didn't explain to him who he is. So there's no faith that man could have, right? Because he had not heard the good news, right? At least it's not evident here that he had heard the good news. So I think it's clear that what the reference that's here is faith in his name. That was Peter's faith in the name of Jesus Christ, right? Faith in Jesus, which helped him understand what he had, what he had been given through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. So I think it's all good to, again, not minimize ever in our mind or get used to just hearing about the finished work of Jesus, but to understand, wow, Lord, everything that you accomplished on the cross gave me, like, it you shared with me all your possessions. You share everything that is God's, is the Son's, and everything that is Christ's, he has given us, right? And we're sharing in the power of God. We're sharing in all these things, that just as the Lord moves by the power of God, so we are able to move in that same power. And there is no heaviness and no bigger deal on our side to take advantage of that than just simple faith in who Christ is and what he's done, you know?
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this uncommon truth out to the world. If you'd like to support this good news, you can do so at reformchurch.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reformchurch.com.